insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to the program. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
We arrived at verse 45 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apparently in the same address that He's addressing the Jews, He tells them, and take recourse and in patience and prayer. And it is indeed hard except for the humble, those who are certain that they will encounter their Lord and that they will return to Him. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, addressing the Jews and everybody altogether, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statements in the Holy Qur'an, although in many cases they are particular to certain people or certain individuals, however, there is a point and there's a lesson to learn from every single one of those for every single individual. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And take recourse. إِسْتَعِينُوا means to take, you know, help from. It comes from إِعَانَة. When you ask someone for help, that's ista'ana. When you take something to help you, let's say you can't walk yourself or you can't stand, you use sticks to stand. You're doing ista'ana. Okay, in order to stand, you're taking help from the cane or the sticks to stand on, the walking sticks, or the wheelchair. And the likes of that. That is called ista'ana. It says, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. It doesn't say what you want to do. It says, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. With patience and prayer. How is that? This basically means, whenever you need help, whenever you feel like you can't do something yourself, it is difficult, in hardship, you're looking for help, you want to get help from someone or something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's two things that you need to use to be able to achieve what you're going through hardship to achieve. What you're going through to be able to achieve that. One is patience and the other is prayer. It is interesting, Allama Tabatabai mentions a very nice explanation as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take help from these two, which is based on the foundation of our belief, which is Tawheed. And as some narrations go, if you want to summarize the religion of Islam, it is La ilaha illallah, which is Tawheed. That is what Islam is all about. According to our faith, based on explanation and rational reasoning, the only being that has absolute power means that no one can control that, and if anyone else wants to do something, do anything in this world, it will be through his power. The only being that has that is God, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we were to ask anyone for help, that one, the only one that can independently help us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if there's anyone else that is going to help us, the power that they would have is also through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and through His knowledge. He would be allowing that, and He would be helping us through that individual, if it's an individual that is helping us. So, if we want help, salat, ask Allah for help. If you need help in anything, prayers, as this verse goes. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat, okay. Salat, although it has one of the meanings of salat, the literal meanings of salat is prayer, supplication, to ask. Okay. Yet, the common usage of the word salat in the Muslim terminology, the Islamic terminology, is the particular type of prayer, which is what we do five times a day. There's many narrations in the interpretation of this particular verse that tell us when you go through hardship, when there's something you're trying to achieve and it's hard, or you're going through some difficult times and you need help, pray two rak'ahs. Okay. You're making the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously when you are looking for that help in the qunut of that prayer, before and after that prayer, and the sujood after the prayer, which is very recommended, and according to narrations, and there's a narration that actually a very interesting one that says, if my servant prays, I expect him to ask me for something after that in a sujood. It's very nice that we be able to do that. So if we're going through hard times and difficulties, to pray, and after the prayer, we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the qunut, we will ask Allah. But that prayer itself and making connection with the creator of the universe is asking for help, is going to be getting help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other point that is mentioned firstly is patience. Okay, if you want to achieve something and there's difficulties in that, don't give up because of the difficulties. No, have patience. Okay, this is very understandable. Don't give up because it's hard. Don't give up because it seems like it is not going to go through. There's a very interesting story that I would like to tell you about this. One of the greatest events that took place in the recent history was the revolution in the country of Iran. I was not born during that time. And it was always a question to me how the powers that were controlling the region, notably the United States, how they were not able to stop this revolution. We see anywhere else in the world where there's been different types of revolutions going on, and the superpowers, which in today's time has been the United States for the past 50, 60 years, has been able to control the revolution and keep it from achieving what it's supposed to achieve, which is disconnecting the United States from the resources of those countries and what they were doing to the people, the oppression that was happening. I always had that question, why they didn't even try to stop it before it happened. My question was answered by one of the individuals that I was speaking to about this issue. He said when Imam Khomeini was in Paris and he decided to come to Iran, that was the last piece of his exile before moving back to Iran. He was in Paris, in a village outside of Paris, to be more exact. When Imam Khomeini decided to move back into Iran, the individual that I spoke to said that we were all, and these are people that were involved with the revolution, he said that we all were surprised to get that news that Imam Khomeini wants to move to Iran, because the situation, the way they saw it, and everybody else, including the West, including the United States, they did not see any signs of a revolution actually taking place. Yes, there were calls by the scholars, by some people, there were strikes, there were, you know, different things happening. Yet, no one saw any type of revolution coming to play any role in that situation. My point is, Imam Khomeini at that time, and the people around him, although it looked very difficult, Imam Khomeini had started his move about 15 years prior to that. If you think about it, during that time, the superpower, the United States, has got absolute control of this country. And there doesn't seem to be any way out of this. And one individual starts to criticize the regime and criticize the Shah that you should be doing other things. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing. This is a Muslim nation. You should apply Islam to the laws of this country and all of that. If, or maybe one of the reasons why nobody else started this movement was because no one thought that this could go through because of the hardships. Imam Khomeini at that point, knowing all the hardships, decided that this was the responsibility that he had from God. And that patience that he had, he waited and was patient for 15 years before that revolution that he started in Qom was successful. So when we have some hardship, if there's something that we are supposed to achieve, whether it's spirituality and our worldly aspects, we're trying to achieve something, there's always hardship to it. There was an interesting hadith I think I've quoted before that the Ahlul Bayt had said, do not ask what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created. Don't ask for something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created. And the companion asked, how can one do that? If I know something hasn't been created, why would I ask for it? The Imam said, well, why do you ask for certain things in life? Why do you ask to have a better horse at that time, or, you know, better utensils in the house and all of that? It's for the comfort in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created comfort for this world. That's a fact. Okay, whatever we want to do, there's going to be hardship in that. So in that hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us advice to do two things. Be patient and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this patience, as some of the narrations go, refers, some of the ahadith tell us that this patience is referring to fasting, sawm. Okay, and maybe the reason behind that, well, being patient for achieving that, whatever the goal is, the good goal, the good thing that we're trying to achieve, is being patient in that is obviously advised in this verse. But maybe the reason why fasting is also mentioned is because that helps us become more patient. That gives us more patience. Okay, so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to achieve the goals in life that we're supposed to achieve, and to be able to be patient with them, and to remember to call him for help, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdanillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdan lillah, Allah subhanallah Allah hamdan lillah Allah subhanallah Allah hamdan lillah Allah subhanallah Allah hamdan lillah